Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do on Mondays, well, we're going to kick that off, kick off this whole week by talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. The stars must have aligned. We all are in our appointed places at the right time.
How about that?
I have a stack of stuff to talk about, and I want to push it aside and make fun of the legal team in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You want to go there?
Sure.
Well, wow. Okay. Kyle Rittenhouse, a young man, 17 at the time, charged with two counts of attempted murder, and then they stack on other charges, one of attempted murder. And that basically fell apart when you looked at the videos. The only way this makes sense is it was a political show trial. They tried to steamroll Rittenhouse by just burying him under City Hall. He has to pay for his lawyers. They get paid by the taxpayers. And then you see the evidence, and the kid was too innocent and naive to take a plea deal. He said, but I'm innocent. I can't take a plea deal. I'm not going to jail. I didn't do anything wrong. What was shocking to most of us, one, this morning, the firearms charges were dropped because the judge read the law and said, nah, if this terribly written law means anything, it means the kid didn't break firearms laws. We're not even going to take that to trial. Can't be part of the trial. And then also witness tampering, where Gage Grossclose, a felon with a gun, multiple charges against him. By the way, he was originally suing the city for $10 million. Oh, forgot to say that he was pointing a gun at Kyle Rittenhouse when he was shot.
Pretty big omission.
That's just a small deal you might want to include, particularly if you're suing the city saying it was their fault you were shot, as you protest the police and want to defund them. Oh, sorry, distraction. Back on target. All the charges against Grossclose were dropped 3 days before he testifies at the Rittenhouse trial. Does that look like a plea deal to you?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, what happened to the appearance of misconduct? No, that appeared nothing. Wow. One final. I mean, this just has me all wound up. Can you tell? Assistant District Attorney Finger says, quote, you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. No. Not only no, but words that would get this program an FCC fine, no. It's called disparity of force, and the assistant district attorney knows that. It depends on the totality of the situation. If you've been hit in the back of the head from behind, as you run from a mob, you're now sitting on your butt in the middle of the street. A crowd is advancing at you, and a guy winds up to have another swing at your head with a skateboard. Yeah, that's a lethal threat. You have the right to use a firearm to stop it. The DA would sort of have you believe, well, if the other guy was unarmed, you didn't need a gun. I'm sorry. Totality of the circumstances. The DA knows it. Now, fortunately, the defense attorney knows it, too. He's going to explain it to the jury. Unfortunately, anybody in the jury who had ever been around a firearm you would have seen their body go into convulsions as the assistant district attorney puts his finger on the trigger and points the gun at people in the gallery. Yeah, it looks bad.
Yeah. Indeed. You know, I saw that picture, and I've seen some of the stuff he's talking about. I've seen some of the things he's tried to say, and really, truly, they should have dismissed this case. They should have dismissed it with prejudice.
Yep.
When he started going into this thing about why did you remain quiet? Why did you take the right to remain quiet? Nobody asked that question. Who's been asking that question?
Well, okay, and the reason the judge said, you can't, that's basically, he said, why did you preserve your Fifth Amendment right to remain silent until the trial? And the judge said, because it's his civil right to do so. He doesn't need to give you his testimony ahead of time. You can depose him, but except you don't do that. Wow. And the judge was this close to dismissing the case because the ADA did that twice. Wow. Just, you're not crazy, Bill.
In the interim, you've got Jen Psaki, or Ginger Goebbels, as I call her. She's right. Out there slamming vigilantes with assault weapons while in the same sentence going, but I cannot comment on the Rittenhouse trial.
Right.
So, you know, this is one of these things where this is them trying to put a chill on self-defense and make out like it's okay to be a rioter.
Yes.
Trying their very level best to change all the narrative. They weren't rioters or arsonists. They were victims. They were protesters.
And by the way, we won't show you all the video of them lighting garbage cans on fire and all the cars that are on fire and pushing these lit garbage cans toward other people who are protecting businesses. No, that's not. Those rioters aren't rioting. Doublethink right out of 1984.
But I mean, let's think about this though. This is not the first time, you know, we had the rooftop Koreans. We had the Oath Keepers in Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Oath Keepers were very effective without picking their weapon off of their sling. You know, their weapon just hung across their chest. The rooftop Koreans had to actually shoot at people. But this is not a new thing.
A very similar situation in Los Angeles. There were a bunch of guys protecting, I think, a jewelry store. And some guys came, you know, the rioters came by and they said, you know, it's like, don't do it. Just keep right on marching. God bless. Tell us all how you feel. And then the cops came up, and it took, I think, a news crew there to say, policemen, you've got it wrong. These guys with the firearms slung and down are not causing the problem. It was the protesters who wanted to loot this jewelry store. And the guy said, no, not here, not today.
Yep. So, I mean, they can try that, and it's not going to work out, because the problem is it does have to go to a jury. And this, I'm quite anxious to see how this plays.
Am I right that jury verdicts have to be unanimous? Or does that vary by state?
I'm not smart enough to be able to tell you without feeling like I might be guessing. So let's...
Right, okay.
I mean, we can look that up if you want to, but I'm willing just to let this play. I think the jury has seen plenty enough, and they're probably, you know, most of the time juries are just regular people. They're not like specialists or anything else. So we can see what we see. We got plenty of time.
There you go.
Coming up on the first break, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Each one comes out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Analand, where I write the Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I get to beer with Bill and the Ninjas.
And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I was about to go somewhere I shouldn't have gone, so let's hold up on that. We're talking to Rob Morse. Talking to Rob Morse, and we were just talking about the Rittenhouse thing. Where would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I'm not afraid of a number. Sometimes you have to go chase them down yourself if they won't. You know, you whistle for them, they don't come home. You have all seen that graph that says, this is how many people bought a gun last year. Stack up all those numbers. This is the rate of violent crime. Thank you, FBI, DOJ. Here's where the two curves cross. See, we're getting more and more guns. See, here where we're getting less and less crime. Except those numbers were 6 years old, 7 years old.
Right.
And I kind of wanted to see, we know the crime last year exploded. So did the number of guns purchased. Okay, I can't quite get that data yet, but I want it to be ready when we do. So I chased it down, and I discovered there's some things that are kind of hiding in that information. One, when you say, okay, what's crime look like? The numbers aren't as clear as you think. What you and I sort of wonder is, okay, how many individuals were attacked? Because if I pick up a couple of felonies by trying to rob several people, well, that's worse than if I charged one. But how is the FBI keeping track of all that data? And the other thing was a little odd. When we look at gun sales, oh, there were a million sales last year. The anti-gun advocates say, no, there weren't millions of gun sales. Those were two guys, and they took the same gun, and they sold it back and forth to each other a million times to run up the numbers. And you go, no, that's silly. That's not how it happens. But the real question that they're dodging when they come up with silliness like that is, how many of those purchases were new people entering the gun ownership market? Was this their first gun? Well, maybe their first gun's a 22. Now they're really into self-defense, and it's a 38 or a 9 or, oh, now it's a concealed carry pit. So those numbers don't always tell us exactly what we want to know. Fortunately, we've got great news. We can still use the crime data year to year. It gives us a broad trend of how much violence is out there, even though it's imperfect. Now, the gun data is confusing. There are, I called the National Shooting Sports Federation, and there are, I think, 20 states where your concealed carry permit is the only ID you need to show to buy a gun. What the concealed carry permit says is, hey, I had to go through a federal background check to get this. I don't need to go through another. If I had a criminal charge against me, I wouldn't be carrying this piece of paper. I'm a card-carrying good guy. Well, so that means those people disappear from the NICS background check. And again, a NICS background check is per the time you go in and are cleared. You could buy, in some states, 10, 20, 100 guns. You could, realistically, if someone was selling their firearms collection, like someone like Bill, someone who has so many guns he needs multiple safes, right? You could sell all those in one NICS check. So, the numbers are imperfect, but the good news is the, quote, adjusted NICS numbers, meaning we're taking out Illinois, who does a background check on people every night. We're just going to look at when firearms are sold. Okay. We can use them for comparison year to year. It's not perfect. Even if it was, let's be serious. There's more to violent crime than where two lines cross on a graph. There's more to firearms ownership than the number of sales. People are more concerned. Bill, you know people who've probably had guns forever, and suddenly they go, you know, I really should carry, shouldn't I, Bill?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Nick, and then you go, you decide now to listen? Okay, welcome, you're a little late. The great news is violent crime fell by about 38% over two decades. That's about what we expected. The number of guns sold doubled over those two decades. The number of gun owners that we think also more than doubled over those two decades. But one thing is pretty clear. In fact, very clear. One of the factors that deter criminal activity is the behavior of the victims, particularly if they're armed. Should we press on?
Please.
Okay. There was some great news. It's going to take us more than 2.5 minutes. If you recall, in the oral arguments in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, both sides, I think, cited the fact that there were public defenders in New York who said these gun control laws in New York are terrible. They're putting young black men into prison over and over. Their only crime was they were carrying without a permit. They can't get a permit here. And they're afraid for their life. And I was thinking about that. What does it mean? You and I have the luxury of applying for a permit and getting it. You've been robbed on your way home. Your family needs the money. Your kids are being attacked, some of them perhaps even shot. You need to defend them. And so you're faced in this darned if you do, darned if you don't situation where you carry without a permit. Because you need to protect your family, as the public defender said. It was shocking to them, actually, that the Supreme Court justices spoke as if the police control the degree of crime. And they said, that's not true. What I found fascinating is there were a new set of public defenders who came out and said, yeah, me too, out of Chicago, Bill. Did you see
that? No, I did not, but that doesn't surprise me. I'm sure that there's a lot of them there.
And I think statistics had nothing to do with it. The guy goes, this is one of my clients I've known since before I went to school. I've lived with him forever. He's facing the horrible choice. His family's suffering under this violent regime. And you're going to put him in prison because he has to defend his family. What do you tell the person who runs out of time? Let me give you the quote. Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We'll do
it. Go ahead.
Tell
everybody how to find you, and we'll get the quote when we get back.
There you go. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I get to write the Armed Citizens column. And once a week, I'm here with you, Bill. Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New federal data says the United States is dealing with a spike in coronavirus cases. The daily case average now at 78,500. That's a 23% jump in the last 2.5 weeks. Among the states dealing with a spike of 10% or greater over the last 2 weeks include cold weather places like Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan, but even some warm weather states are seeing a spike, such as Arizona and Arkansas. Closing arguments are taking place in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The 18-year-old claims he killed 2 rioters and looters and injured another in self-defense last year during the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jurors will get the case after closing arguments. The judge is allowing lesser charges to be considered in one of the 3 shootings, and he dismissed a lesser weapons charge against Rittenhouse. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is continuing to call on the House and Senate to approve his Build Back Better plan, which he argues will help the American economy. Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends he believes that this plan may actually get through the House because he doesn't trust the moderate Democrats.
Every single, you know, crazy leftist agenda idea that's gone to Congress, they voted for. They voted with a progressive. So I don't know if there's any moderate Democrats left. They may say they're moderate, but they don't vote moderate. They vote with a progressive wing. And so I'll be very surprised if this thing doesn't pass, at least through, you know, the House.
President Biden is highlighting a new executive order aimed at improving justice and public safety for Native Americans. He helped open a virtual tribal nations summit at the White House and said it's long overdue. The president also saying the United States must do more to support the dignity and sovereignty of tribal nations. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with Rob Morse, and he was about to tell us something, but he couldn't because we had to go to break. So would you care to tell us what you were about to tell us as we went to break, sir?
Except I was distracted, Bill. I noticed that the Rittenhouse jury is about, the case is about to close and be handed to the jury. And I saw also that the National Guard in that part of Wisconsin was activated.
Yep.
I thought the comments were brilliant. Like, aren't you many months too late? If you'd done this in the first place, we wouldn't have had this trial. And the other comment was, oh, I understand what the trial is here to prove. It's here to prove that you don't shoot George Soros's foot soldiers. Wow.
Well, you know, George Soros funded every district attorney in every big city out there right now. Every prosecuting attorney, whatever they're called in their local jurisdiction. So, yeah, all these people that are doing a lot of bad things in a lot of places, they're sort of his foot soldiers. I can see that tie-in. It's a very brilliant way to put it.
There was, to find some humor somewhere, somebody said, if Kyle is guilty of anything, it's of beating up that prosecutor's career. I was going to tell you, to go back to last segment, these are the words of some very serious men. These are public defenders who see young men who live in our inner cities. In Chicago, what's it take? Over a year, perhaps as much as two, to get your carry permit? We're talking about, what, 6 to 12 months just to get your FOID card so that you can touch a gun in a gun store. This is what they said. They said, embedded in the language during the Supreme Court discussion, it was full of racially coded language and myths. Phrases like high crime areas and frequent muggings. Oh, you mean urban cities where black people live. And there was a false assumption that police keep communities safe. He said that the Supreme Justices made a dangerous distinction between, quote, those people with the illegal guns, and by that they meant people with brown skin, and, quote, ordinary, hardworking people who have to commute home every night. What do they mean? White people who live out in the suburbs. They said, look, this gun control scheme isn't working for us. It's not working for our people. We have the worst of both worlds. We not only have high crime, but we are charged and put in prison when we dare carry without a permit. Wow. Wow.
It'll be interesting to see in New York when this Supreme Court case, I'll be interested to see how many people try to get a new trial that may be in jail for carrying a gun without a permit.
Now, here's what's fascinating. If the Supremes say, look, this wasn't close, not only was this law wrong, it was unconstitutional, then do people who were prosecuted under it get to say, you broke the law by putting me in jail? And not only should I get my record restored, the point you bring up, but since what you did was against the law, you should owe me restitution. It cost me tens of thousands of dollars. It may have cost me years of my life. So when you enforce an unconstitutional law, who pays the costs? It's going to be interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Now, we saw some of that down in the Fourth Circuit in D.C., where people who were trying to just pass through D.C., you know, your turn signal's out. Well, I'm going to write that up. Okay, fine, I'll pay it. Empty the car because I want, you know, cops would go on a expedition to find something else they could write up. If they found a gun, they had you for tens of thousands of dollars, you know, grind you through the system. And people said, no, you made it illegal for me to get a permit in your city. That was unconstitutional. Now, pay me back. We had, I think, four defendants in one lawsuit, but there are literally tens of thousands out there who are similarly situated. What I find interesting now is that it's one thing to have been a felon during the Trump administration. Under the Trump economy, we virtually eliminated black unemployment. That's not the case today. Now, imagine you're a black man, time served for a felony conviction, except it's the Biden economy, and people with a criminal record, disfavored minorities, they're going to find it much harder to find work. If they can, it's going to be part-time and for lower wages. Some occupations with licensing requirements, they can't even get. Wow. All in the name of public safety and the public good.
Well, that's the premise, right? That's not, it has nothing to do with public safety, some of the stuff that they do, but, you know,
that's what they tell the reporters, and the reporters nod and say, yes, and after this commercial, we'll hear more from Senator Bloviate.
Yeah, but that's all due to the fact that they're absolutely clueless. I mean, I've been watching this prosecutor in the Rittenhouse case. He's clueless. He was talking about what a hollow point does. They go splody, according to him.
Do you know why he went there, Bill? Because Rittenhouse wasn't using hollow points. I don't think he was. Wasn't he using solids?
He was probably using 55 grain boat tails, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure that it exists, but I've never laid eyes on hollow point 223, to be honest with you. I'm sure it exists, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, and wouldn't you, and I wonder about, I'm thinking of hunting. To me, I always thought 223 was a little light to go hunting, but there are people who do it, and they do it successfully. Where would you be worried about over-penetration with 223 where you needed hollow point? Not sure. You know, Dean or some of the you've got some really smart men who come on your program. They can probably tell us.
They could, but with anything, like I've got a 4570 that I'm having a few little things done to right now. Haven't even fired it yet. Now, it's going to be, I fully expect that it would be a over-penetrating round, but it's such a big piece of lead. I mean, yeah. I've got one of the smaller ones, and it's 325 grains, and it's going to exit the barrel at 2,000 feet per second. So that's going to be a screamer. And to that end, I've tried to make the gun a little more shootable. But having said all that, I hope that anybody shooting rounds like that is not to not in any sort of condensed area, because over penetration is going to be a thing.
Yeah, that is not what I think of as a gun you use for urban defense, unless you want to shoot people on the other side of your wall
or in a car.
Yeah, or the other side. I think.
Or facing each other back to back to back, you know, have five or six of them in a row. Something crazy, you know, something dumb, something crazy. So, I mean, yes, I see your point, but the fact that this guy was getting out there making these claims is interesting. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Rob Morse.
The reason I wanted that data on guns and crime is I had to watch the mainstream media news talk about Rittenhouse. And to keep from hurting small animals when I was done, I decided to write out my frustrations. So I looked at the record. I can do that, and I'm not convinced that gun prohibition laws work the way they're sold. And the straightforward thing, right? You're shocked. You know, Bill, you said totally. Something. I was listening to. I'm one of your listeners. I really appreciate what you do. You're in this material hours every day, weeks on end, year after year. The stuff you have at your fingertips is amazing to me. And I go, oh, man, did I ever know? Did I forget that or did I ever know? Good job, Bill. So,
thank you.
I appreciate it. When I was reading about the Supreme Court, interesting quote goes, gun control is fairly common. In fact, in England, where a lot of our laws originally came from when we were forming this country, there were laws that allowed Protestants to go armed, but not Catholics. I went, that's not about firearms. That's about politics.
Yeah.
That's about the nobility running to retain power. Okay, so American governance as an invention was better because it said, okay, you don't need to be a noble to go armed. Well, okay, they didn't get it entirely right. They meant free white men, not blacks, not indentured whites. But I don't think we learned that lesson, Bill. I mean, it was a amazing experiment. Because in New Jersey, they allowed judges, politicians, and a billionaire hired security guards to carry guns in public. Okay, so those are the nobility and their hired knights. The rest of the serfs, like you and me, too bad. Don't go out at night because you can't defend yourself.
Right.
So I don't think that's news. Okay, we can talk about it in 4K right now, but the way people interact hasn't changed in the last century or more. But okay, so I'm struggling to give us some credit somewhere. Okay, there are 20 states where all you have to do is not have a criminal record. If you're not a prohibited person, you can carry in public. And you don't have to ask for a permission slip.
Right.
Go the other way. The other places where you have to ask the government for permission before you could touch a gun in a gun shop. And we pretty much see everything in between. And I'm just looking at all that oppression and going, you know, the excuse of public safety? New Jersey doesn't seem particularly safe to me. Chicago doesn't seem safe. And I think it's the politicians in those states broke their economies with terrible public policies, and now they're looking for an excuse. It's like, oh, we don't have enough gun control. The guy on the street, except, you know, you educate them every day, doesn't know that we have 23,000 firearms regulations. I told that to somebody at dinner the other night. I went, what? That can't be. I go, why are you surprised? Because you didn't know, or you thought the news would tell you? And he looked at me, the look in his eyes kind of indicted the news media for not informing him. So it left me appreciative of the balance you bring to the news. Thank you.
Well, you know, whatever that balance may be, it's ongoing. It has to be ongoing because it's so one-sided. It's so one-sided. Right now, if you go look at certain news outlets.
Right.
They're still using incorrect terminology. They do it because they're ignorant. And it does nothing at all for freedom. And freedom is the wellspring from which everything springs. So, I hope I'm making a difference. I don't know, you know.
Well,
you
don't exactly tone it down, but you do change your tone when you're on that other radio station nearby, you know, when you fill in.
Right.
How they take callers, you used to. Now, how are you perceived there? Because are they shocked or are they, yeah, Bill, I was listening to you. I'm glad you said that. And then is it a discussion or is it just, it's hard to have a discussion because there's no common ground?
Well, with some of them, like there's this one caller that calls in there all the time that is completely against what he calls it constitutional carry. I call it permitless carry.
Right.
He's against it, and why he's against it, I never really give him a chance to articulate it, because he claims he has a permit, and I'm not against permits. I think even if my state had permitless carry, I would have a permit. Mm-hmm. Because I go outside the borders, you know, and when I go beyond the borders of the state, I intend to continue to carry a gun wherever I go, and hopefully I drive through the places where it's okay to carry a gun, and so I don't really getting out there and making the determination that, well, some people shouldn't have them and some people should. Okay, who's making that call?
Right.
When you get out there and you start making that declaration, who's the one making that determination? Who's the one adjudicating who can and cannot? And when you get to that point to where you're making that decision, we're back to May issue. So, you know.
Well, okay, maybe. Is there a gray area in between? It's just like you want to apply for other kinds of licensing. I see you're not a convicted felon. You're not a prohibited person. Here's your permit. End of discussion. Have a nice day. Did you want to pay for that with credit card or cash? You know, you're $11, whatever, and it took 5 minutes. Where does that fall in your scheme?
In my scheme?
Well, the idea, you and I, and New York is on one end where you have to convince some judge, right? And that gets crazy. And there's permitless carry on the other extreme. And is there a reason that we think licenses actually work?
Well, what licenses do is, to me, what a license does is it promotes stats. They set up stats. We know that permit holders are more law-abiding. We learned that because the anti-gunners try to get out there and they start, was it the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence? Or I can't remember.
Right.
One of them got out there and said, we're going to start something called concealed carry killers. And they went and looked at Texas, except they got the wrong answer. They got the wrong answer when they went and looked at Texas. And, you know, with that, while everybody's out there saying, well, I don't want to be on a list or any of this other stuff.
Right.
It's not, first of all, if you have a smartphone, you're on the list. You're already being listened to. You know, join us, right? We're good company to keep. And as far as the rest of it, when they get out there with the permits and how many people have permits and all this other stuff, because now, as permits continue to be prolific and people getting them, now they're beginning to get a little upset about how many people have permits. So I'm having a good time with all that. None of this prohibition is ever going to work simply because it's based on a lie.
Yeah.
Good law-abiding people carrying a gun or not, hey, they are a boon to society. They are a boon to society.
We've only got 30 seconds before really we have to start to close.
Yep.
Sometime, and I hope I remember, maybe ask Dan. Dan, it'd be great. When you and I hear law enforcement say, I'm worried about concealed carry holders, every cop I ever met goes, nah, you guys are the easy ones. So where's the disconnect, I wonder?
It's because we can't, you know, people just can't stand the idea of freedom. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
We'll do that. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's picked up on Amaland, where I write the Armed Citizen column. Once a week, Bill, thank you for having me on. Talk to you soon.
Pleasure is mine. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.